Many runners understand the importance of running with a purpose. In the past, we interviewed way back in season one, we had Zalmi on, who talked about how he was running because he wanted to stay clean and sober. That was a great interview. You're welcome to go and check that one out. More recently, we had Julie Weiss, the marathon goddess, and she ran for pancreatic cancer, which is what her father passed away from. So in this show, I'm bringing on Dorothy Keith, and she's talking about how her best friend passed away, and she needed to find some inspiration. She wasn't doing anything with life. Her best friend was actually her running partner. So for quite some time, she didn't feel the inspiration to run. She wasn't motivated. She wasn't inspired. She didn't know what to do with herself. And then she decided that she was going to run for Rosina. She was going to run for her best friend. And she's going to dedicate all of her training runs along with her half marathon for Rosina. Really cool story. She wrote Rosina's name and number on her shoes. She had blisters and she had pain and soreness, but that running with a purpose was really what brought her together, was what her picked her up and dusted herself off when she was during the most challenging times, which is why it's so important to run with a purpose. So that's what we're talking about today. This is Drew, and you're listening to Transformations Through Running.
Thanks so much for being with us today, Dorothy.
Thanks for having me on again. I always enjoy coming and talking.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about the importance of running with a purpose. And I think it's important to do anything with a purpose.
That's right. It is very important. Let's get into it.
All right, Dorothy, you've been on the show before. She's with us, helps run the monthly membership group. She's done half marathons. You've done triathlon. Mm-hmm. You've done some fitness competitions. You've done all kinds of...
Been all over the map.
you've done all kinds of different things. Now this is it's different. Now you're running with a purpose. You set up a campaign running for Rosina. So tell us about where this came from and why you decided to start this whole idea and train for half marathon.
In December of last year, I lost a really close friend of mine, and she was also my running partner. So when January hit, I was in a huge fitness rut. I wasn't really doing anything, to be honest. Wasn't running, wasn't in my regular routine. And then I went to the Calgary Marathon. And just being around other runners and that environment inspired me to run again. And so I laced up my runners and I started running again. And I'm using this time running to spend time with Rosina, my good friend. So I feel like every time I hit the pavement, she's right there with me, running along with me.
All right, let's take a step back here. So you were excited about we showed up at that marathon. There's all kinds of inspiration. You're like, I want to run too. And you didn't run for a while. Rosina passed away. And then you didn't do much running. That was something that you did together with her.
That's right.
So now you went and you got some motivation. I think that's important. What I'm getting at is it's so important to be around supportive people, be around those that are striving and working towards goals. So when you went to that event, that kind of changed your outlook a bit.
It did, absolutely. I actually met Martin Parnell, who was on the show recently, and I read his book. And his whole energy and attitude really inspired me to lace up again. And he does some fundraising for his races. And I thought, how cool is that to make it purposeful in that way? And, you know, I was thinking about it and thinking about it. And then when I was starting to run more, and with Rosina in mind, I thought, how great would it be to give in her name? So she was, you know, really passionate. She was a teacher as well, like me. That's something else we shared or had in common, have in common. So I put kids together, and I, you know, it took me a long time to figure out exactly where to put the money, or like where to donate, or but who to support. You know, there's so much out there. So how do you choose one foundation? But the Alberta Children's Hospital has a program, and it's called the Therapeutic Arts Program. They do all kinds of wonderful things with the kids that are in the hospital. So art programs, music programs, they bring in pets for visitation. They make the space, the environment more friendly, you know, by adding fish tanks and things like that. So I thought that was really fitting. And with Rosina's goals, I guess, as well.
So it was a bit difficult, we should say. It was a bit challenging for you to find a specific charity. I think one of the things that we want to, you know, we want to raise money, we want to do things for in memory of. How did you go about finding a charity to, I suppose, run for along with Rosina?
Well, I spent hours researching online different charities, and I knew that I wanted a charity that involved kids and that involved art. And I also wanted to keep it pretty local, so within Alberta or within Canada originally. So I just kept researching, reading online, and I reached out to some friends to help me as well, help me research a bit. And then I stumbled upon the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation, their website, got in contact with them just through their webpage. And the lady that I was in contact with was amazing support. And I just connected with her right away. And I said, I just knew, it was a feeling in my heart almost, that I just knew that this was the right spot.
All right. So let's get into your training. You're going to train. You set your sights on a half marathon.
Yes.
And how did you come up with the idea of a half marathon's a good idea?
Well, I always told myself for a long time, I am never running long distance again, never, ever. So in the past, I've run 2 half marathons, and it was good, both good experience. I have to say, though, I didn't put much effort into training for both of those marathons. I did a little bit of training for both of them, but I didn't completely commit and focus. So I was really geared up and ready to commit 100% to a training program. And I just went with it. I've done lots of 5K races, mostly fun runs and things like that. I'd never done a 10K, but I thought if I was going to do this, I had to go big or go home. So half marathon, I thought, That's big. I thought about a full marathon, but I'm not close to that. From going, I'm never running a long distance again, to, ooh, I think I'll run a full marathon. That was a bit of a stretch for me, but half marathon seemed right.
So tell us about the training. I know you're following a specific running program. I really want to get into that purpose, because that purpose means so much. I think many times we start an exercise program or we say, I'm going to go and do this, but we have nothing behind it. So, you know, let's get into that purpose and what's it like to get up and day after day knowing that maybe you don't feel like running, but you're going to push through it.
I have to say, there's lots of days I get up and don't feel like running. So I, again, went online, researched some programs for running. I don't have much experience myself with running. So I just looked for a program that would fit my lifestyle. I guess I wanted to keep some strength in there and some other activities I like doing, like yoga and things like that. So I found a program just kind of randomly online that I really liked. And it was a 16-week program, which in the beginning, I'm like, oh, 16 weeks, that's a lot of time. But now that we're getting down to it, I can't believe, like, I look back at my schedule and I can't believe how far I've come. In the beginning, my long run was 6K. And I can remember back thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? 6K. And now I'm running up to 15K on my long run. So it's that sense of accomplishment, I think, with a routine and a schedule or a program to follow. You can track your progress. And I think that really helps for motivation, inspiration as well.
So what is it like when we have that, talking about that purpose here, and you know that you get to spend time with Rosina, you know that you're running for a charity. What's it like for those days, when those days come, you don't really feel like getting up and strapping on your shoes, but you push through anyway?
Well, I think that's why the purpose is important, because when I wake up and I kind of roll over thinking, oh, I could just skip and nobody would know, I remember why I'm doing this. I'm doing this for Rosina and for those children. And the more I run, the more awareness I'm bringing to the public. You know, I can share my runs and talk about my runs, and the more I can help and support others as well.
What would you say to those people that might be afraid to put themselves out there? It's a bit scary. You're raising money. You're letting people know about this. It's a half marathon's a long, it's a long run, and it's difficult to get through that long. That, how many days a week are you running?
Four days a week running, and then a cross training day and a strength day. So
are you mixing a yoga in there?
Mixing a yoga in there.
Get a day off.
Yeah.
Okay, so I missed. Let me go back to my question. What would you say to someone that's thinking about doing this, but maybe is a little worried about putting themselves out there?
Everybody is scared to put themselves out there. I was very nervous to begin this journey. I had all kinds of doubts, but you will never regret taking that leap. I can tell you that much. It's just, you just gotta. Just got to do it. Just take the leap and do it. People want to know what you're doing. That's what I learned about the journey. In the beginning, I kept everything kind of quiet and to myself. And then I just realized people want to hear what you're doing. When you're doing things like this, you'll inspire other people. And people want to feel inspired, right? So
what are some of the maybe surprising, or what's the support like been when you've exposed yourself and you've told people what you're doing?
Tears. I've cried so much through this journey, and because I'm just overwhelmed at the support that I've received. It's so, I don't even know how to explain it. My heart just kind of bubbles. I don't know. I open, and it's not just about the donations either. I mean, I always am grateful when I open up my donation page and see those donations. I can't thank people enough for that. But it's also the Facebook comments. I went to a 10K recently, and I had tons of messages on Facebook. Go, Dorothy. Good luck. Have fun. Rosina would be so proud of you. And again, tears. Because just that support. Running is, yes, a solo sport, but you're out there. You're not out there alone, physically, in a race in an organized race like that, you're not out there alone, but definitely, certainly not emotionally or mentally. I have so much support behind me, which means everything.
So tell me more about your training program in particular. You have a strenuous, intense program. And I think anyone could train for something like this if they put their mind to it. Tell us about what that looks like for you and what your weekly schedule looks like.
It definitely becomes your life. An intense program like this becomes your lifestyle very, very quickly. You have to commit wholeheartedly to something like this. It's difficult. It hasn't been easy. But when you're not out running, you are thinking about food. You're thinking about hydration. You're thinking about, you know, how to support your immune system through all this. So you're thinking about getting enough sleep so your body can recover. So it's definitely full on, but no regrets here. It's been wonderful. And I have had to kind of mold my schedule to fit my lifestyle as well.
Why don't you walk us through a week of what your training schedule looks like, from nutrition to recovery days?
All right, let's start with Monday. How does that sound?
Let's do it.
Monday's a strength day. So I am an early riser, I guess. So it works best for me to get up and get out the door to my workout before I even do anything. Because once my brain starts going, then I lose focus and lose motivation. So I get up. Monday's a strength day. I've been doing lots of workouts in the park and stuff in the summer, but head to the gym. Then I get back from the gym. I do about a 30, 45 minute strength workout. Then I'm back. I'm doing recovery drink, I'm hydrating, I'm getting meals in, planning lunches, planning stretching, because I have to stretch after every workout. Tuesday comes, it's a medium run day, so it's not my short run day, it's not my long run day. So again, up out of bed, hitting the pavement. Same thing. I get back and it's not like, whoo, I'm done. I'm on to the next. I'm stretching, recovery drinks, hydrating, food. Food has been so important for my recovery. And then Wednesday is like, I wake up and it's my short run day. So it's almost like, relief. You know, it's my short run. But then again, like on to nutrition when I get home. It just never, I never stop thinking about it.
All right, let's move on to Wednesday.
That was Wednesday.
All right, excuse me, I must have missed that. Thursday.
Are you dozing off? Thursday is another medium run day, so similar to Tuesday. And then I work in strength that day too. So it Thursdays were my least favorite days.
2 days.
2 days. Friday's a rest day. Oh, I love Fridays. But rest is also the stretching, the nutrition, and bath. I try to bath always on my rest day and when the other days it's needed. Saturday, I like Saturdays because it's cross training day. So I can go for a walk. I don't really bike ride, but I can do a spin class or hike or, you know, those fun things. I usually do yoga as a cross training day, stuff like that. And then Sunday is long runs. So it takes a lot of mental strength to wake up on a Sunday because those long runs, I start preparing my mind a couple days, if not the whole week before a long run because it's a lot mentally.
Well, I think it's important when you said that you don't really take time off. I mean, when you say, and I think that's so important because when we think about setting a goal or maybe whatever is working towards something. Maybe we have a workout and then we forget about, you know, the rest of it. We forget about the nutrition the rest of the day. You're maybe you don't do your hydration properly, and then you're dehydrated the next day, or your nutrition isn't taken care of properly. Why don't you walk us through a recovery day?
Recovery day.
Yeah, well, Friday, but the other days, so you do your roller, you do your stick, you stretch.
Oh, you just mean recovery in general.
Right.
Oh, okay. So in my recovery routine, I suppose, I always have a recovery drink to replenish, you know, those nutrients that were lost during the week, the workout. I always hydrate coconut water. Don't drink coconut oil. And then a bath. I always like to take a Himalayan salt bath, and I roller stretching. And I usually do all those things as soon as I get back from my run. And then all day you're thinking about nutrition, right? How to fuel the body.
So do you feel like you're mentally prepared or mentally ready to take on this challenge you've set up for yourself?
I do. It's been a long road, but I'm finally to that point now where I'm like, okay, I have a couple weeks left, but I'm to that point now where it's like, okay, let's get this show on the road, which I think is a good sign. I feel ready. I feel strong. I've definitely had bumps in the road. I don't want to perceive it to be like it was easy and I had made no mistakes throughout the process.
What's coming for you next, and how are you going to, you know, prepare yourself in prevention, I suppose? You know, I think it's normal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But is there anything that you're doing to answer that call before it comes?
I know all about post-school depression. I was there after my competitions. I did a couple of fitness competitions, and I was in the thick of it. So I know I don't want to end up there again. So I have been doing some things to prevent that post-school depression. So for me, the half marathon is not the end of the road for me. And I do have some plans for some other runs, shorter runs, in the end of the month and leading into October as well. And keeping it fun, right? I've tried to make this fun throughout my training, but I think that what's going to keep me going after I've reached my half marathon goal is just keeping the running fun. I'm actually really looking forward to running shorter distances. Like, I know I have 2 weeks left of my training, and I'm really looking forward to my last week of training, because you taper down your runs. And then I just think, once I'm done, I could just run a distance that I, you know, just wake up and run a short distance, if that's what I feel like, right? So I'm really looking forward to that part of it as well. But I think once you've completed your goal, you have to have something to look forward to after, because that's what's happened to me in the past. Once I achieved my goal, I had nothing to look forward to after.
So if anyone wants to, what we're going to do, you're still raising money for this Running for Rosina campaign.
That's right. Yeah.
And then, so we'll link in the show notes. We'll link to, all you have to do is head over to, this running is going to be running for a purpose. And if you'd like to donate to Dorothy's run here, you can, we'll put a link there for you to, you know, go ahead and donate for however you want to help out. All right. So I think that's awesome, Dorothy. I think what you're doing is fantastic. You're inspiring so many people. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. And we wish you all the best. Maybe we'll have you on after to see how it goes.
I do want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I just can't express how truly grateful I am for all the support I have received. And if you're going on after the show to make a donation, that would just mean the world to me.
All right. Thanks so much, Dorothy. Thanks, listeners, for sticking around with us for the duration of the show. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you realize the importance of whether it's running with a purpose or setting and achieving goals. It's so important to figure out why. And I think that's the biggest reason we kind of don't exactly achieve. We don't stick to a fitness program. We don't stick to nutrition. We just continue to go up and down. We don't really have that why.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Transformations Through Running. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sticking around till the end. We always appreciate you coming in and see what we have going on each week or throughout the week. And I think it's so important to run with a purpose, as Dorothy talked about. Once you have that purpose, you have that reason, you have that anchor to carry you on and push you forward, especially through the days where you don't want to tie up those running shoes and you don't want to put on those running socks or your running hat and glasses, whatever it is, you don't want to head out the door and get yourself through one more run. It's that purpose. It's really the driving force that takes us to the next level. It helps us get through challenging runs. It helps us get through that threshold, that wall that so many runners talk about right here on this show. So make sure when you, and of course it doesn't have to be this heavy, of course, but I mean, it could be a past loved one. It could be someone that has gone and isn't here with you anymore, or it could be your child that you want to run for. It could be your best friend that you're running with. We've had interviews on where people have run with their father. I think it was Janelle on a past show that she ran a marathon or half marathon with her father. But there's so many different reasons that we can find to run with a purpose. We just have to find that purpose. We have to find out what it is, what's going to get us through the challenging times, and what can be that anchor, what can be that core reason for us to get up when we don't feel like getting up, for us to stop hitting the snooze button and get out the door. Whatever that is, find your purpose, find your reason, and you'll find success at a much deeper level. All our past shows are going up on trueformlife.com. So if you ever miss a show, you can always check out past shows there. We're also on a number of other podcasting platforms. We're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes. So I think it's called Apple Podcast now. It's been so long that I've been doing these shows that, well, actually, we have our other show, Exploring Mind and Body, which is actually nationally syndicated radio show and podcast. So I've been doing that for about 10 years now. This is a newer show, but I've been doing that one for so long. It's just easy to say Apple, iTunes, but now I think it's Apple Podcast. At any rate, you probably know what I'm talking about. You're listening on one of your devices or one of your favorite podcasting platforms. So just understand that if you want to switch or if you're going somewhere else to listen to your shows or listen to your audiobooks or music, whatever it is, there's a good chance we're on that platform as well. You can find us at facebook.com/trueformlife. This is where we put together content for you to help you stay on track, to help you live a healthy lifestyle. We post recipes, fitness routines. We talk about lifestyle, living outside the box, if you will. We're also on instagram.com/TrueTadia. If you're listening to the show, we'd love it if you took a picture of yourself or of your shoes or of the road or of the beach, wherever it is that you're running and listening to the show, and tag us on Instagram. That always makes me feel so much better. It makes me feel pretty cool that people are out there running and listening to the show. We always get lots of positive feedback, so thank you so much to those of you that write in, those of you that post or comment or tag. That means a lot to us. If we can do anything to help you out on your wellness journey, we're happy. We're here. We're only a message away. If there's someone, anything we can do to help, if there's someone that you want to hear on the show, send us a message or ask them to send us a message, then we can definitely set that up. If we can help you out with nutrition or fitness at all as well, please let us know. Once again, thank you so much for being here. We're looking forward to carrying on the show for the next interview, for the next season, one episode at a time. And we certainly couldn't do that without you. That's it. That's all I got. Hope to get you on the next show.